David, a couple of the ticket techs get the prop bet casino at 2:45. We've got we're doing the prop bets now.
Yeah.
You want to do the prop bets now?
You got Derek.
We're doing the prop bets now. I need some caffeine.
Shout out me and Kenny Cott. We tied for last week's winners. All right, let's start off in Ann Arbor. Miller Moss, 2.5 passing touchdowns.
I think it's an under game. I think it'll be a lower scoring game, so I'll go under.
Yeah, everything that Mike just said, under.
Over. David, I'm with you. I am going over. Dono rushing yards.
Dono.
Over under 61.5.
Go over. USC gives up about 4.3 a carry. The only defense they face that, or the only offense they face that matters is LSU's. Their run game's not strong. I'll go over. It better be if Michigan plans on staying in this game.
And he's close personal friends with the Midday Show. Dono. Right.
Dono.
Gotta be over.
You going over, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm going with hope here. So over.
Dono.
I'm going to go under. I think it'll be Mullings.
Sparty.
Nah, it's the other running back that actually is productive. That's where I think if you want to win, you need to give him the ball. Alex Orji, pass completed. Passes completed, over, under, 13.5.
Completed?
Yes.
Under. I think they've got to turn this into a 7-possession game. They've got to run the football. I think if he throws 16, 17, 18 passes, could complete 10 or 11 of them. That's the structure to how this has to look. I'll say under.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. This is going to be a lot of ground and pound football. I'll say under.
You're right, Kenny. It should be. So again, I'm going with hope. I'm going to go under.
Wait, hope is under, not over?
Because he shouldn't be throwing the ball.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll make a clean sweep because I'm going under as well. U of M total points scored over under 18.5.
Over. Not by a lot, but you set that at a weird number. I'll go over.
See, in my mind, before you said the number, I thought the number 17, so I'm going to say under, but just barely.
No, I thought the number 20, so I'm going to go over.
It just feels like a 24-20 kind of game.
I'm going to go under.
Sparty.
I know. Let's head out to Boston. More rushing yards. Nate Carter or Lynch Adams?
I'm going to go Lynch Adams. More physical, faster. I don't think they're going to have great success running it down to down, but if one guy could pop one, give me Lynch Adams. UMass Revenge Tour.
Yeah, I'm going Nate Carter.
Do you even know who Nate Carter is?
Yes!
Okay.
God!
Well, we can't play for Georgia, so I don't care.
He would be the fifth string running back at Georgia.
I'm also going to go Nate Carter here off of last week.
I'm going to go Lynch Adams because, David, they seem to go every other week. So
that's fair. That's fair.
Angel passing yards over under 169.5.
I don't think there's a scenario states within double figures if it's not over. And while I don't think we're winning, my God, if he can't throw for 200 yards, what are we doing here? I'm going over.
What was the number?
169.5.
Over, yeah.
Under.
You know, you really are something. You know that?
David, I'm going to go over, but just barely over. MSU, this is fun. MSU penalties. Over, under.
Over.
Okay. You don't even want the number.
It's just that they're undisciplined. It's not getting better.
That's why I said over under 9.5.
Oh, God. Under.
They've averaged over 10.
I know. It can't be 10. If it's 10, they can't win. Under.
That's got to be a little fixable. I'll take the under.
Over.
Oh.
David, I'm with you. 3 weeks later, they still have the same problems. Longest play from scrimmage for MSU. Over under 41.5 yards.
Longest play?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under. BC is very assignment sound, and they're going to make you grind it out. And I'll say under because Nick Marsh isn't playing. You took away our deep threat, Rico.
Well, that's just it. Is there going to need something like that to make up for it? So I'll say over.
Yeah, no Nick Marsh, you won't have this.
Oh.
So I got to go under.
It was actually River Rouge, black guy, but
close enough, right?
Well, I'm not re-recording that.
But you know what?
Touchdown, River Rouge, David, black guy.
I will say we will be able to say that because it'll be Antonio Gates Jr.
Oh.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy for 42 yards.
You'll put that in the system, please. Thank you.
Arch, let's go to the Texas game. Arch Manning passing touchdowns against Louisiana Monroe. 3.5 passing touchdowns.
Over.
Under. Asking a quarterback to throw 4 touchdowns. I don't care who you're facing.
Crazy.
Under. I think they just want to keep him upright. Get the hell out of there, run the football, and leave. Under.
The key to this one is you said passing. He will get a rushing to make it 4, but not 4 passing. So I'm going to go under.
That's because, according to data, he's faster than Tyreek Hill.
David, we're on the same page. Top 25 upsets. There's 18 games. 4 of the games are against ranked teams playing each other. Over, under, 2.5.
I'm going to say over.
You could get one tonight.
I want chaos.
Yeah, I'm going to say over.
Go over.
I want chaos, but I don't believe in chaos. So I'll say 2 under.
I'm going 2 under as well.
Oh, you sandbagging son of a.
Let's head out to the desert. You know this was coming. Sam Laporta, touchdown. Over, under, 0.5.
Over.
Over.
This is the week Laporta gets it right.
Yeah, they do this thing where they overcorrect, like they throw to J-Mo like 20 times or something. Yeah, this will be the Sam Laporta day. Over.
They're going to attempt to overcorrect, but he still gets under.
He doesn't catch one. No, I think this is very easy. I think he will get one because they chase points. They're like that fantasy guy chasing points each week. More receiving yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'll go Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wow. They're going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, a lot of weapons Detroit has, though. They're going to spread
but
it
more,
around.
There's more mouths to feed.
Yeah.
And we just said it's Laporta Day.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, I'm trying to, like, weigh it all out, but I know what you're doing. You're doing psychological warfare here.
I am.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Jared Goff. Interceptions. Over, under, 0.5.
For my sanity, under, please.
I don't think they're going to try to air it out 55 times like they did last week, so I'll say under.
You just need one, Kenny.
It doesn't matter, Kenny. It's going to go over.
Oh.
David, I'm with you. I do think that he gets picked off at least one time. Jared Goff or Kyler Murray passing yards.
I'm going to go Kyler. The Lions have got to get back to basics. They've got to run the football more. And for Arizona to get this done, it's going to have to be through Deer.
I agree with literally everything Mike just said. It has to be a ground game for the Lions. They have to get back to their bread and butter. So it has to be Kyler.
Well, of course we agree with Mike.
Oh, yeah, right.
Really? Here's what I'm going to
really?
Say.
Really, this is what we're doing?
Well, you're not hitting drops, so yes.
I do agree with Mike, but I will add this. I think the overcorrection, because we talked about the overcorrection with Laporta, I think the overcorrection is Montgomery this week. Mm-hmm. So that's why it will be Murray for this one.
See, I guess I'm going to go with Goff, because for some reason, they just keep dialing it up for him to pass the ball more and more. It doesn't make sense, because I think they got a great running game, but they've been trying to feature Goff more and more in this offense. Finally! Is this the week it happens? Caleb Williams passing touchdowns. Yes. Over, under, 0.5.
Over. I really think the Bears will look much better this week. Indy has no Buckner. They can't stop the run. Look, they face the Titans and the Texans. Two really good defenses.
The last time I checked, though, the receiver has to catch the ball, right? Because this is not happening.
Over. Come on, and Adunze, get your dad off of social media.
All right.
This is the week it has to happen, right? We can't do this again. I'm going to say over.
We won't do this again. Oh. Under.
We'll be doing this again next week. I'm with David. I'm going under as well. David, we got time for one more? Want to make it fun? Let's go back to when we did. Orgy completions or MSU turnovers?
MSU. Kills me to say it.
Oh boy, this is a stump. I'm gonna say orgy. They're gonna create a couple of small passing plays for him. He'll be okay.
MSU turnovers.
You say it like such a rat.
Orgy will have 25 completions. No, I'm going orgy.
Okay.
All right. Enough. That's your prop bet casino 97.1.